It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning to you. It is a wonderific winning Wednesday. It's the 22nd of September. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. A little bit of sports action for you tonight. Let's see. We have the Arizona Diamondbacks taking on the Atlanta Braves at 6:40. Tomorrow they play at 12:40, the same two teams. And then tomorrow night we have the Carolina Panthers and the Houston Texans. They take on each other at 5 o'clock. Of course, that's football. Friday, we have the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. Oh, that's a 6:40 p.m. game. And then if you're in Havasu and you want to flip over and check out the Lake Havasu City Fighting Knights, take on the Glendale Cardinals. Those are not the Arizona Cardinals. Those are the Glendale Cardinals, the high school. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock, and that's on 980 a.m. in Lake Havasu City. Or you can also listen on KNTRSports.com. So that's some of the things going on. And if you want to listen to the games on the radio, it's 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. And you can also enjoy a nice hot breakfast. You can enjoy an awesome lunch and a mouth-watering dinner. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they're served all day. So you can have it whenever you want. Then, of course, when you get ready to leave, there's the cooler right there with the frozen, with the pies and with the cookies and all that good stuff and muffins. And yeah, you can take that to go, or you can have it there, you know. But if you want to take a pie home, they start at $9.99. And don't forget, at 20 past and 50 past today, we're going to give away a $25 gift card to Perkins. So yeah, get ready for that. Mojave Mortgage, yes, if you're looking for money, this is the guy who's got it. You know, people call him all the time and say, can I buy a new car from you? No, he does new cars. He does homes. He does home improvements. He does a second investment home. He does new pools. He does an add-on, you know, that type of stuff. He doesn't loan for cars and, you know, stuff like that. So, but you want to call him, 288-2691. You go in, you fill out a couple pieces of paper. You need a loan for $600,000. You're buying a brand new big old house. And you sit down, you fill out a couple pieces of paper. He disappears. He goes down to the vault underneath the ground. Oh, it's huge. It's the size of Dot Foods underground. And every shelf has money on it. So he goes under there, gets a silver platter, puts all the money on it, brings it back up, and hands it to you. $600,000, there you go. That simple. Almost. So give him a call, 288-2691. He is the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. Yeah, can you believe that? Oh, man. Also, we're brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. I'm taking my dogs there Friday morning to board them while I work the Oktoberfest all day Saturday. So they'll be there for all day Saturday and part of Sunday and most of Friday. But anyways, you can take your pets there too, to Risen Star. They're right by the airport. And they can also do, you know, they get a bath before they leave and come home. That's so cool. And 754-3006, that's their number. Give them a call. And if you need dog training, that's available one-on-one or group classes. And they now have protection dog training. So give them a call, 754-3006. We're also brought to you by TWN Communications. They're partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Oh, my favorite sentence of the whole year. That's how I memorize that. I speak that sentence in my sleep. Yeah. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. Or now you can stop by their new offices up on Silver Creek Road. Yeah, check that out. Now into the studio. It's a chamber week. Monday we had on the Laughlin Chamber. Today we have on the Kingman Chamber. Hi, Becky. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Hello. Yeah, I know. There's so much going on. And tomorrow we have Bowen here.
Oh, good.
Have you met Bo yet?
I did. I got the opportunity to meet him down at the ACE conference in Tucson. He had been on the job for 4 days.
And they sent him to a conference already?
And they sent him to a conference, yeah. But he was like, I don't even have business cards yet.
Yeah, Bo's a good guy. He's been around the area for quite a while.
Yeah.
He worked for the city for a while, Mojave Electric Cooperative for a while, and now he's landed the job as our chamber director. So,
yes, yeah, and he dives and...
Oh, yeah.
And rides his bike, and he's a very active guy.
He is. So. On the weekends, he works for the police department and patrols the river, but not this Saturday because it's Oktoberfest.
Oh, so he has to be working down there, huh?
Yes.
Good.
That's why he's coming on tomorrow talking about Oktoberfest.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I was very, very impressed. Very good choice. Very nice young
man. Yeah, nice guy.
Yes.
Really good guy. So we're hoping he does great things for our team.
I hope he does, too. I think he will. Yep, just let him sail.
So now, you were busy over the weekend with the fair.
Yes.
Because you're on the fair board, too.
Yes.
You don't have enough to do at the chamber.
No.
Does your husband say, are you okay? Are you mentally...
He doesn't know. He barely sees me. We kind of, like, pass in the night.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Does he ever say to you, are you okay today? I haven't seen you in a couple of days. I just thought I'd check in.
Yep. Yeah, I stay pretty busy, and he's a homebody, so...
See, that's my wife, and I'm you know, same thing.
Yep.
I know. My wife's home all day, and she texts me and says, I'm taking the puppies in the pool. I said, okay, great.
Yep. He likes to stay home, hang out in the garage, play his guitar, and, you know... Piddle around in the backyard, so.
Do all the man stuff.
Yeah, he does all that, and the laundry.
Oh, yeah, I do the laundry. My wife does. She does it every once in a while, so. So now, over the weekend, you had the fair. How was the fair this year?
Oh, my goodness. It was a packed house. Record numbers.
Good.
Yeah, we don't have the official stuff in yet, but...
Right.
We had to, at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, shut down the main gate and bring people in the back because it was full.
Wow.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a problem to have.
I know. It was wonderful. Yeah, so just wish we'd have had a little bit more on the volunteer side, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe next year you will because people are, you know... Back, everything is back open.
Right.
And you didn't have a fair last year, right?
Exactly,
And
yeah.
So that's one of the reasons why it picked up. And,
sure.
And then just people want to come out and...
People want to get out, they want to do things. You know, and we really, normally, we start in January planning for the fair.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Well, this year, of course, we didn't know in January if we were going to be able to do it or not.
Exactly.
So we really started... I'm going to say maybe May, June.
Wow.
I mean, so to put together
an entire
county fair in the amount of time that we did it
was... And not have a fair director.
And, we didn't have a fair manager.
Yeah.
Mostly was board members that stepped in and took on, like, pieces of it. You know, we had Jerry McGuire is our president or chairman out there, you know, hanging banners and, you know... dealing with the maintenance crews and the parking crews and all of that. Aaron Campa took over kind of the livestock and that end of it. And those two guys were out there for days before the fair even started, cleaning up, getting ready, setting up, and doing all of that. And then we had a couple of the other ladies that helped out in the office mostly, you know, answering the phones and getting the vendors set up and doing all that part. So the board really stepped up and did a lot to get it going. And then we have the fair committee, which Kristen Scholl, I don't know where that angel dropped from, but I mean, she was phenomenal at just pulling all of the pieces together and, you know, coordinating everything. And she did a phenomenal job. Her and her husband and all of her family were there all weekend doing all of the stuff. And
fantastic.
And Tracy in the office. I mean, I just can't say enough about how everybody just pulled together and pulled it off. Yeah, it would have been nice to, you know, those first days, like right beforehand, to have had a little bit more time to get a little more organized. But, but you know, we did it.
And now tomorrow, you know, you had to get up early this morning to drive to Bullhead.
Right.
Tomorrow you have a morning mixer at 7:30.
7:30 in the morning will be our grand opening in our new building.
You're showing off the new building.
Yes.
Stacy will be there too, I'm sure.
Stacy will be there. Yeah. Regina Cobb will be there. Leo Biasucci will be there. Yeah.
Gee, so, it's going to be the who's who's.
That's right. And we sent invitations out to all.
I might have to wear pants.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
No, you don't.
Still shorts?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So if somebody says to me tomorrow, why are you in Kingman in shorts? Because Becky said it was okay.
That's right.
And that kicks off at 7:30. And where's the new office located?
It is at 309 East Beale.
Right.
So from those from Kingman, it is was long time ago, the factory to you. And then most recently, it was the CrossFit.
Okay.
And the college bought that 10,000 square feet.
Wow.
And they went in there, and they have just done a phenomenal job. It is like a brand new building on the inside.
Good.
Really, really nice conference rooms, incubator offices. We've got, we're set up for conferences. We can do banquets. We can do art classes. We can do, I say we. Actually, the college does all of that part of it. But
they moved you in there with them.
They did, yes.
What a concept to have the chamber and the college together.
Yeah, and we are renting a little space up front.
Okay.
So we've got office space up there, plus we've got a little retail area.
Okay.
So we can highlight different businesses or... You know, I want to have some local artwork, local books, local authors, local information on the areas people are traveling through. Learn about the desert, learn about Route 66, that type of stuff.
And before you do your Andy Awards, you need to tell everybody who Andy Devine was.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, so that's been the last, you know, month or so. Yeah, everything's been focused on Andy. So, yeah. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on in there. SBDC is in there with us also. So the Small Business Development Center, Jeanette, is in there 2 days a week so she can meet with people.
And so the concept behind that is with the chamber and the small business loans and the college is you guys all work together anyhow.
Right.
You know, the whole idea of going to college is to go to work afterwards.
Right.
And so... What better way to do that than have the people right there in the college building that can make that happen for you?
Right, and we've got the community and corporate ed. They're in there with us as well. So what they say, the fun classes.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where the art room comes in. And then that will also be some of the customer service, the administrative professional type things. You know, not degreed courses, but...
Okay.
Just anything that you can think of that, you know, even CPR classes or OSHA regulations, you know, those types of things.
Everything else is out of the main campus.
Right. They'll still keep a lot of that out there. But we can do a lot of those firefighter classes and things like that that are more in the downtown area where the businesses are.
Right.
So it makes it more accessible for them. And hopefully we'll get some of those, like I said, administrative classes. And
hopefully you'll get a good turnout tomorrow morning for your mixer downtown.
You know? We're going to have
people
good food.
People just go to work a little early, and you're going to have good food?
Uh-huh.
Who's cooking the food?
BT's Forge and Grill is going to do the food. They are the incubator. They're out at the Bighorn Cafe.
Okay.
So it's a startup business that they're allowing them to start up out there, and then the idea is they'll move out and go to their own location. But, yeah, they're doing all the food, so we have, like, candied skewered bacon and little quiche muffins. And I don't have the whole menu with me, but, yeah, it looks delicious.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right, let's take our first break. We're going to come back after this. 702-298-1063. If you want to go to Perkins for free, call right now. Get a $25 gift card. Now, you should live in Bullhead area, you know, but you can live anywhere. 702-298-1063. Give us a call. We're here. And also, I want to remind you that the Santa Cops this Friday night at the Laughlin Metro Cops will be at the Bikini Bay.
Is your electric bill making it hard to budget? Mojave Electric can help with our budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center. Meetings for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftland Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Hey, the phone works here. Come on. Nobody called? Jeepers. Nobody wants to go to Perkins for free? Wow. Okay, well, I'll just save those pies for me. Hey, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You can change your oil on a regular basis, but what about your transmission oil? You know, it gets real expensive when they break down. Speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change with a tune-up and get your air conditioning service now for only $19.99. At ATCO, call 444-1244 or stop by. They're on the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Spot On. Yes, processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available to set you up and do all the processing. And there's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. You can go month-to-month is available, and funding is the next day. And Spot On integrates Google and Apple Pay. Yeah. And they service Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, and Needles and Laughlin. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. Farm Bureau Financial Services. If you ever wanted to just call and ask questions about insurance, well, you can do that. Call 763-8464 or stop by. They're right there in Bullhead City on Highway 95. And go in and sit down with Greg and Stephanie and say, well, I got questions about insurance. And I never had a life insurance policy, but I need one. So what are my options? They'll tell you. They'll tell you what it costs and everything. And they can maybe combine it with your auto insurance or your home insurance or commercial insurance and save you some money. So call 763-8464. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, they continue to service Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. And I repeat that because everybody worries about COVID. They don't want to go to the doctor. Clean, sanitized facilities. These guys do more thorough cleaning than your wife ever did. You know, that's what they got to do. So, and they're regulated, so they got someone's always checking on them. So we start off with the Laughlin walk-in right here in the mall. Then we go over to the clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train, Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Gold Rush and Silver Creek. I go there today at 12 o'clock, I think. Over on the Parkway, they have Warren Fee has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. So don't forget also they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you have questions about health care or if you want to call any of those buildings, just remember 763-CARE. 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone and she'll take care of you and send you off to whoever you need to talk to. All right, back in the studio here, and we have Becky back in here. Hi, New chamber members? You've got some new members,
new
right?
New chamber members, I do. Yeah. I have a whole list of them here.
Wow.
Yeah, so Joanne has been busy, busy, busy.
Good.
So I'm going to go back through the month of August. I can't remember last time what we what we went through, so I'm going August and up till today.
Okay.
We've got Diamond Brothers. They've rejoined us.
Good.
East West Financial Services.
Good.
Mandarin Orchid House. Mojave Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation. You might know him.
Oh, Mr. Hassett?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
St. Vincent de Paul of the Healthy Bar and Vagabonds all joined in August.
Good.
And then brand new, within just the last few days, we've got Century 21 Julie Moon.
All right.
And Quality Marble and Granite.
And that's in Bullhead City. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
So she's reaching out there.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right. You guys are busy up there.
It is. Yeah. We're doing great things up there. Joanne's doing really good getting out into the community. And we needed that extra set of feet out there, you know.
Right. Well, so. and chambers get so busy that the chamber director can't do it all.
Right.
And you've got to have extra people that can go out and service the community and meet the needs of the chamber members.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And my job description, the first thing says go to meetings. And I do a lot of that.
Not just in Kingman.
Right.
Right. All over the state.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, concentrated mostly in Kingman, but we do try to come down here and go to some of the mixers and go down to Havasu. We also have the regional tourism stuff, so we do those.
Yeah.
And then,
that's why I say not just in Kingman. You're all over sometimes.
Yeah, and then we were in Tucson just, I don't know, what was it, 10 days ago or so, down in Tucson for the statewide conference.
Oh, okay.
So very, very good. I'm really glad that Cindy and I both went down to that, and it was very beneficial. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so. You go to those conferences, and you kind of get your batteries recharged.
Yeah.
And they fire you up, and you go back with all these new ideas. They're very beneficial. We had them in the fire service. Well, they still have them. I'm retired, so I don't go.
Yeah.
But,
just the networking and stuff. You know, they said it several times that a lot of what you will learn tonight at happy hour at dinner
sitting
around the pool in the jacuzzi, whatever. Yep. You really get a lot there. And that's where actually, you know, I saw Bo most of the time.
Was at the pool?
Out and about. Yes. Yeah. He does like water.
Yep.
Just kind of talking about things and how do we do this and let's partner on that. And you know, especially the Bullhead Kingman Havasu, you know, we do work together a lot, and there's a lot more opportunity out there.
Well, and there is, you know. And I know on the park side, Bullhead and Kingman work together real well.
Yes.
And they're talking about doing some tournaments so that you may play in Bullhead City on Saturday, but you may drive to Kingman on Sunday and play.
Right.
You know, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at doing those. And so the communities, well, eventually we're all going to be tied together because there won't be a Golden Valley and a Mojave Valley. It'll all be, you know.
Yeah, it's all going to be.
It's all going to, someday.
Like Russell Road in Vegas used to be out in the dark.
I know. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
Do you remember that?
You would take Russell Road to the airport, and you would be out there all by yourself.
All by yourself.
Now look at it.
Yeah, right in the middle of town, it feels like.
I know.
So,
But our county's growing, too. And
sure it is.
And we have our sheriff on Monday, and so he was in Bullhead yesterday speaking at the city council. They did a workshop with the idea of trying to come up with new ideas to keep the river safer.
Yes.
And so he was there as a part of that because Davis Camp is actually the sheriff's area.
Mm-hmm.
And so Doug was there yesterday. He'll be here Monday. And a lot going on in Mojave County all the way around.
There is, we need to work together, share resources.
Yeah.
And, very important.
All right. We got to take another break. It's already 30 minutes past. Can you believe that? All right. Give us a call, 702-298-1063, if you want to go to Perkins for free. 702-298-1063. Give us a call. Also, let me remind you, National Night Out for Bullhead City Police Department is the 6th of next month at the police department, 5 to 7.
Tell me. It's common knowledge that you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ATCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. It's the all-new healthy restaurant in Bullhead City in the Riverview Mall. I was in there yesterday talking to Eric. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they're all healthy. That's the crazy thing. They're all good for you. You know, he doesn't put any ingredients in it that's going to make you sick. He's going to put ingredients in it to make you healthy. Yes, you can have lunch, breakfast, or dinner, and they're tasty, they're filling, and they're good for you. Plus, they have nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. And that's Eric's idea of a TV dinner, you know, where you take it home or take it to work and pop it in the microwave and heat it up a little bit, and you got a nice, fresh, hot meal. What you ordered, what you want, not what you got stuck with in the store or a drive-thru. Well, you ordered it from him, and he made it for you special. Check out more at ProFitKitchen.com. And if you can cook... You know, Eric wants to talk to you. He needs some cooks. He needs some help in there. And that ProFit Kitchen is KITCHIN.com. Barron Services, experts in pools, designs, installation, and schedule maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. Installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call for a scheduled treatment. That's what I do. They just come every month. You know, you start scheduling them, and they just show up. Call 758-5499 if you want to get rid of your bugs around your house. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, if it's not nice and cool in your home today or your business, pick up the phone and call them, 758-2400. They're the experts in all the brands of thermostats, air conditionings, and swamp coolers. His team is certified. They know all that stuff. They can go and fix any of them. So if you want your swamper tuned up, you know, because we're going to get into swamp weather here real soon. Yeah. Okay. When it cools off a little bit. So get it tuned up now. Call 758-2400. Or maybe you even want to think about getting that furnace or heater ready, because it won't be long that you'll be turning that on. Call 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by Medicare and Medicaid services. And they continue to constantly sanitize the building and everything in it. And then they test everyone for COVID as required. Then that requirement is very strong. I think right now they're testing every week. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 758-1404 if you have questions or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And we're back with Becky here for about 25 more minutes. And fundraisers, does the Chamber have any fundraisers coming up? Or I guess the Andy Awards is kind of a fundraiser.
Well, it's not really a fundraiser. That's more of just a give back to the community and celebrate the people. So, no, next fundraiser that we do will be Mardi Gras, and that will be in February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. But you have your Oktoberfest coming up, too.
Oktoberfest is ran by our Rotary Club.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's for the city. And
well, yeah. We give the money back out in scholarships and things like that.
Because you're a Rotarian, too.
I am a Rotarian as well.
Gee, you don't,
yes.
What is it in Kingman you're not involved in? You're not a volunteer firefighter.
I am not a volunteer firefighter.
All right.
But speaking of firefighters, I am going to the 100th anniversary of the Kingman Fire Department tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're 100 years old today?
Started in 1921. Yeah, they're having a big celebration tonight at the new Station 22 that they just got all remodeled and everything.
Yeah, well, I had Rusty and Jake in here earlier in the month, and we talked about everything going on up there. The two chiefs were sitting in here.
Yeah.
And a lot going on with their new building, new station.
Yeah, the fire department has really done great with two new ribbon cuttings that we've just done in the last couple of months of new facilities and stuff that they've got. Very nice. Yeah, well, those guys have to live in there, you know.
And that's just it, you know. People, they are there for 48 hours usually.
Right. Yeah.
And two days, and then they're off for four, and then they're back for two more. And that is their home. That is where they're stuck for that entire time. So it's got to be semi-comfortable and you know, kind of modern. So remodeling of fire stations and bringing them up to speed is something that's nonstop. They're doing it all the time.
Yeah.
What about... I was going to ask you about groundbreakings. Do you have any new groundbreakings coming up?
We did have one earlier in August, Horizon Community Bank.
Oh, really?
They are getting ready to build an actual building up there. You know, they've had that little small...
rental?
Well, I don't know. It's more... I don't even know what you would call it. It's just like a small little, almost like a traveling office kind of thing, you know, that they've had up there for a few years. And they're going to be moving out of that and building a brand new, nice, beautiful Horizon Community Bank out on Stockton Hill
Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. So
we've got that and a couple of new things coming into town. I talked to Sylvia this morning. Next to Filiberto's. On Stockton Hill, again, is a Take 5 Auto. They'll be kind of a drive-through oil change type thing.
Right.
So that's coming in. Downtown, we have a new skate shop.
A new skate shop?
Skate shop, uh-huh.
Okay.
And then Beale Street Brews, you know, the coffee shop, has now turned into the Liquid Bistro. And I think they'll be opening up soon.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any details on that, but I see them in there working.
Good.
So.
It's hard to keep up with all the new businesses that are what stages they're in.
Exactly.
I got a buddy of mine who's building a whole little new complex out there in front of Sam's Club in Bullhead.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been like at the engineer's place for 2 months, you know, and he's like waiting with bated breath to get it out of there and be able to do a groundbreaking and
Get out there and get started.
Get
I know.
Moving. Yeah.
Yeah. It everything takes longer than it should anymore. It seems like
exactly.
Yeah.
So do you have chamber elections coming up soon, or is that something
that will not be until July?
Oh, July of next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So we switch over in the middle of the year. Yeah. Though I can talk about Andy Awards and tell you who our nominees are on that and how that process goes.
Okay.
So Educator of the Year. This just was sad. We only had one nominee.
Oh, wow.
I think they're too busy to concentrate on doing things like that. Yeah.
Well, and teachers don't usually nominate each other. You know, it's usually up to a parent or somebody to say, hey, so-and-so's doing a really great job there.
Yeah. We usually get quite a few in the educators and the students. And this year on each of those, we only had one nominee. But Joy Short, who is near and dear to my heart. She taught my granddaughter. but that's not how she got there. But anyway, she has the Littlebrook Schoolhouse.
Okay.
And she did great last year during COVID, you know, kept those kids in an actual live kindergarten classroom setting and stuff.
Wow.
So she will be our Educator of the Year. And then Student of the Year, again, one nominee on that one was Juliana Clouser. And our other ones, Organization of the Year, this year we had 8 nominations in that category. So we had nominated Golden Valley Cactus Cleaners, Kingman Main Street, VFW Post 3516, Jerry Ambrose Veterans Center, the Arizona Rangers Mojave Unit, and then our finalists are the Kingman Cancer Care Unit, the Diggett Community Gardens, and Kingman Route 66 Rotary Club. So what we do, they go out to the judges. It's a secret panel of judges.
Right.
They judge them individually, and it comes back to us, and then we pick the top 3, and those are the ones that will be at the Andy Award dinner. They come to the dinner, and then the winner is chosen out of those 3.
Oh, okay.
So, then we have our Public Service Award, and we had 5 nominations in that category. We had Josh Noble and Matthew Farney. And then our finalists are Sarah Colbert, David Waite, and Terry Williams from the hospital.
Okay.
So
good.
Those in that one. Young professionals, we had 3 nominees, and so all 3 of them are finalists. Dylan Farney from the B.
Okay.
Sharon Stockbridge and Lauren Peterson.
Good.
So we have those. All 3 of my favorite young people. Business of the Year is the B News and Mojave Neurofeedback, which is a brand new business. Well, they're not a brand new business, but brand new relocated in downtown. So I did the student. Citizen of the Year, we had Mike Esser. So 4 nominations there, Mike. And then the 3 finalists are Lynn Kinnianen. She does a lot at the animal shelter.
Okay.
Josh Noble, again, from the city of Kingman, and Marcia Jocelyn. And
what does Marcia do?
I am not sure.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately,
Marcia, call in.
She's one of the finalists. And like I said, I have been so busy this last month.
I honestly haven't
even looked at the nomination. Somebody else is working on the program for me. And, just the people that I know. But she is one. And that's part of what I really love about the Andes is there's somebody in there that I really don't know and I don't know much about.
Right.
Because the nominations come from the community. They don't come from the chamber.
Right. So I know last year in Bullhead with the Community Achievement Awards, which are put on by the Laughlin Chamber, I had the 4 finalists for Citizen of the Year in here all different times. And then I had the 4 finalists for the youth winner, which were all 4 high school kids. I couldn't get them in here because you talk about us being busy. You should keep up with some of these seniors that were preparing to, you know, go off to college and everything.
Right.
And their schedules are nuts. I had to meet one gal. Her dad's now he's retired, but he was a battalion chief in the fire department. I had to meet her at Fire Station 5 and record it in my car, you know, because they live like a block from there. And it was like, wow, another gal, I had to catch her at her high school when she got out of school, but before her sports event.
Right.
So I had a very tight window in there to interview her. And so these youth of the year today are just, they're busier than heck.
Yes, they are. Yep, yep. So, and on the other end of that, we have our Lifetime Achievement Award. 2 people nominated there, Bill Barnes and Owen Schultz were nominated there. And then Most Improved Commercial Property, we only had 1 again, but the Kmart Plaza and Ben, I'm going to say Leparne. I may not have said that correctly.
Oh, okay.
And then we also pick a Chamber Member of the Year and an Ambassador of the Year.
Oh,
but those are chosen by the board and by the ambassador committee. So there aren't really nominees. It's just we choose inside the chamber for those. So, we'll be giving all of those out. If there's anybody there that you'd like to come and support or just come to the dinner just to watch it,
right.
It is Friday night, 6 o'clock at the Elks Lodge on Gates Avenue.
That's this Friday.
This Friday night.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So, that's coming up quick.
Yeah, that's coming up quick. Right after the grand opening, the fair,
the
rodeo, and the parade this weekend, and Oktoberfest next weekend. So, yeah, haven't slept a lot lately.
What parade's this weekend?
The Andy Parade is Saturday morning at 10 o'clock downtown will be the Andy Parade. And then the rodeo, you know, the Turquoise Circuit Rodeo is this weekend, the Andy's weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. So they had the Taco Tuesday thing last night. And tomorrow night, I believe they're doing the cow plop there in front of the Boot Barn.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's always a big thing. And
you buy the numbers and
wait for the cow to plop.
Cow plop. Plop. All right.
So, and then on Sunday, of course, they'll do their Tough Enough to Wear Pink and all that. So.
Tough Enough to Wear Pink? What is that?
A fundraiser for breast cancer.
All
of the Kingsmen and everybody there, they all have their pink Western shirts and wear those, and they do some fundraising, and all the money goes to the Kingman Cancer Care.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a very cool thing. They started that several years ago, you know, when men didn't wear pink. Now that's kind of cool, but... Yeah.
Well, it's cool for that day.
Right.
It's like in October, usually the football players and all the national teams start wearing pink.
Wearing pink on Fridays,
Yeah. They wear it on Saturday or Sundays when they play, you know.
Right, but it traditionally, or it seemed like maybe it was just a county thing, you know, that everybody wore pink on Fridays. So.
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be. I can't keep up.
I know. Yeah. There's so many things anymore. But all good causes and everybody trying to do good stuff.
So, right.
Yeah.
So what ribbon cuttings do you have coming up for the month of September or October?
Ribbon cuttings coming up. Our grand opening is the main one. I already talked about the one at Station 22 tonight. I do also want to mention, though, at the MCC Beale Street Center there, we are having a community grand opening on the 25th.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be from 9 to 1. So the same time as the parade, you know, because we're downtown, we will be open during that. And we're going to have some of the instructors will be in there, and we'll do tours of the new building and things like that. So, we have all these new members, and we need to get those ribbon cuttings scheduled.
Right.
So
gotta let everybody know who they are.
I think everybody is so busy right now. They're just not doing so many of those. Yeah, the last one, we had that Horizon Community Bank. Well, we got a couple of mixers coming up.
Okay.
I could talk about those. I'll talk about the ones that happened before first.
All right.
September 16th, Anderson Ford had a great mixer. They gave away some fabulous prizes, pair of Maui gyms and some Yeti coolers and things like that. So they had a very, very nice mixer. That was a lot of fun. And we did a sunrise mixer at the American Legion.
Oh, okay.
And, they're a new member. And I'll tell you, we went to drop off their plaque on Friday evening, not knowing that they do a Friday night dinner at the American Legion. And they had barbecued ribs. And they were like, did you guys come for dinner? And we were like, no, but yeah, we'll try it. It was some of the best ribs I have ever had in my life. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
They were fantastic.
So if you live in Kingman, join the
American Legion
and go get some ribs.
And they do something different every Friday night. I know one of them, they were doing meatloaf, and I think they were doing some tacos or something. But they have a schedule that they put out in Ancini does most of the cooking there. They can do small catering jobs and stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
But I'm telling you, it was good.
Good. I like it.
Yeah,
like
that was great. So.
And then what do you have now coming up?
Coming up, we have October 21st will be our October mixer, and it's at High Desert Hyundai. Do you know where that is?
No.
That's Martin Swanee Hyundai. He's doing his grand opening with his new name.
Okay. So he's changing it from Martin Swanee to High Desert.
High Desert Hyundai, yes.
Okay.
Yep. So that will be happening October 21st. And then October 28th will be our next Sunrise Mixer. And that is going to be with More MD. So Kurt Manley and his group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So those are the ones coming up in October.
All right. Okay. Let's take another break. And once again, you want to win a $25 gift card to Perkins, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. You can go there for lunch today, or just stop by and pick up a pie or two and take them home, you know. Also, let me remind you. Hold it down. Let me remind you that Kid Rock is coming October 16th at the Laughlin Event Center. Tickets call 702-298-5111. Yeah.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
A lot is on your plate as a restaurant owner, and Thane O'Brien with Spot On can lighten that entree. Thane O'Brien can seamlessly integrate web portals for front-of-house policies, monitor operations and staffing assignments, allow you access customer analytics, save time and money with Spot On. Simplest transition for staff training and thousands saved on credit card processing fees. Affordably productive solutions await you as you start or grow your restaurant venture. Email tobrien at spoton.com. That's T-O-B-R-I-E-N at spoton.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Do you own or operate a local hair salon or barbershop here in Lake Havasu City? The Havasu Freedom Foundation would like to invite your business to be one of the award sponsors for the upcoming London Bridge Beard and Mustache Contest to be held October 23rd under the London Bridge. This is one of the many local historic events celebrating the London Bridge's 50th anniversary. All proceeds go to local charities. For more information, go to HavasuMemorialWalkway.org or call 928-706-4469.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by East West Financial Services. Retirement and estate planning, you know, can be really complicated. And East West Financial Services, they specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income. Yeah. Investments with principal protection and final expenses. Many different plans are available. And he's locally owned for 20 years. So call Jack at 928-888-9828. Sit down with him, tell him what your circumstances are, and let him give you some ideas what you can do. Yeah. Walker Service Electric, the electricians at Walker, they're certified and trained in residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. You don't want to play with electricity at your home or your business, trust me. You know, unless you're an electrician, but otherwise, call an electrician. Let them do it right. Okay, they know all the polarity and all that good stuff, and they know all of it. So, and they're available 24/7, 718-9444. He's got trucks all over Mojave County every single day. So, when you call, if you like called early, you might get them there that day to take care of it for you, depending on how big your issue is. Call 718-9444. the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got three great restaurants downstairs, upstairs with clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, and vape products, and a thrift store. Right. On the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, it's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. So when you hear those rumors, they're not true. It's not going to be torn down. Mojave Electric Cooperative, do you have a co-op connection card? You can get to save money all over town if you have one. That's right. You can save money at Mojave Home Health. You can save money at Little Caesars, Laughlin River Tours, Rim Country Rock and Yard, Riverside Lanes, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory right upstairs. I just mentioned them. Yeah. Ron's Tire Pros. All you do is show them that co-op connection card. You save 5%, 10%, 20%. You don't know until you get there. So if you don't have a co-op connection card, stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. They're free. All right. We got about 3 minutes left here with Becky in the studio. And what else is happening?
Well, in my 3 minutes, if I can, I'd like to thank my sponsors for the Andy Awards.
Ah, go right ahead.
Very important stuff to
do. Yes,
you.
They are.
Yeah, so our Ambassador of the Year is sponsored by Arizona Summers, Don Summers. He's also on my board of directors.
Okay.
Business of the Year is Mission Bank. Our Chamber Member of the Year is Engel Homes. Our Citizen of the Year is by Desert Mountain Security. Our Educator of the Year is sponsored by Chicago Title. Lifetime Achiever is always sponsored by Unisource. Our most improved commercial property is TR Orr. Organization of the Year is Foothills Bank. Our Public Service Award is by JM Eagle. Our Student of the Year is by Taco Bell. We do the Table of Distinction, which honors last year's winners. They get to come back this year.
Oh, okay.
Is by Pioneer Title. Our Young Professional of the Year is by the UPS Store. And we have an event sponsor, which is Kingman Regional Medical Center.
Wow.
So, yeah, just wanted to be sure to thank all of them for allowing us to put on the Andes. You know, that
right.
Their sponsorship pays for the Andy Award, for the dinner for the nominees and the nominators, and then for a couple of the sponsors to
right.
show up. So we really appreciate that, because without them, we wouldn't be able to thank all of these people and congratulate them for everything they do.
All
for our
of our events depend upon sponsors, don't they?
They sure do.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, and
it's
these
the same
people,
way in Bullhead and Kingman and Havasu. It's all the same, you know. And
yeah.
Every business steps up throughout the year to different times to sponsor this or that, you know, and
they
help
do.
Out.
They do, yeah, and very, very grateful to all of them for everything they do for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's the phone number at the Chamber if people are listening, they want to call or they have questions?
928-753-6253, and we are now at 309 East Beale. If you want
right.
tickets to the Andy Awards, please stop by.
Or come tomorrow for the mixer and meet everybody.
Or come tomorrow for the mixer and, yeah.
7:30 in the morning.
7:30 tomorrow morning. Or if you want to do Saturday, you can come between 9 and 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
but tomorrow's
our,
the fun part. You know.
Tomorrow's the good food.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that candied bacon. There's, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Anything is good with bacon.
My boss has said, you got to go to Kingman. I said, okay. You know,
so. And your bosses do a wonderful job at promoting us, too, and
they
I appreciate
do a pretty
that.
Good job, yeah.
Yep.
They
yep.
do a pretty good job. Becky, thank you so much for coming down. Good things happening at the Chamber. If you're in Kingman and you don't belong to the Chamber, you better call Becky and join today.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.
I do want to remind you, Paul Lavoie is up next, and he's talking Lake Havasu City School District, High School District special needs, and he's also talking about the Marine Corps. Stick around for that. I'm back here tomorrow. Jack Mafar from East West Financial will be here, and we're talking Oktoberfest, which is Saturday in Bullhead City. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tell me where he's gone.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.